Hi, I'm Jennifer Leaf, and I'm a program manager on the Visual C++ team. I'm here to tell you about what's new in the IDE for C++ developers in Visual Studio 2013. In Visual Studio 2013, we decided to focus on improving the C++ editor. We added features to help you write and format your code more quickly, and we made a number of tweaks to IntelliSense to improve the information you have available as you're typing code. Let's go into the editor now to see these improvements in action. We added over 40 settings to help you control when and how your C++ code is formatted. Formatting can be done as you type code, by running one of the formatting commands, or when pasting code into the editor. We realize that there are many common formatting conventions for C++ code, so rather than dictate a single style of code formatting, we aim to give you the flexibility to adapt the settings to match your existing coding standard. You can also turn off automatic formatting if you want to be selective about when formatting is applied. You can now toggle back and forth between a header and its corresponding code file. The editor now auto-completes braces, parentheses, square brackets, and single and double quotation marks. In C++ files, we also auto-complete C-style comments, C++11 raw string literals, and automatically insert semicolons at the end of type declarations. The editor can auto-generate event handlers in C++CX and C++CLI code files. You can choose to auto-generate just the delegate instance, or also generate the event handler function. The parameter help tooltip that appears when typing parameters of an overloaded function will now automatically switch to the best matching overload based on the number of parameters you've typed thus far. And it properly handles nested function calls. When you start typing a nested function call, parameter help will display results relevant to the nested call, then restore the contents of the tooltip to the outer function call when you close the argument list. The member list window now hides private members of types, except when you're editing code that defines that type. We've changed find all references to automatically resolve matches incrementally in the background after the textual matches are displayed. We also added a toolbar to the find symbol results window so it's easier to navigate the results and stop resolution if desired. The Navigate To dialog has been converted to an inline search box, accessible by the Control comma keyboard shortcut. Using the new Navigate To search box, you can type in any part of a symbol and find its definition. You can also type in part of a file name in your solution and quickly switch to it, regardless of whether or not it was previously open. This has been a quick overview of the new features in the Visual Studio IDE for C++ developers. Thanks for watching.